The Torah in this week's Parashat Balak, the Torah explains Balak the king feared Klal Yisrael. He hired a prophet, Bilam, to curse Klal Yisrael. Bilam ascends the mountain and he sees Klal Yisrael. And brachos emerge, Ma Toivu Oylecha Yaakov Mishkin Esecha Yisrael. How good are the tents of Yaakov. Bilam saw Klal Yisrael. He saw that the houses, the doors, and the windows weren't facing each other. They didn't want to look into the houses, into other people's houses. They minded their own business. He saw the tznius. He saw the inner purity of Klal Yisrael, the pnimius, the Ruchnius, and brachos emerged. Klolus, curses, could not enter. Balak was furious. Bilam advised, we can't attack Klal Yisrael from the outside. We can only attack Klal Yisrael from the inside. The Noshim of our nation, the ladies, should seduce Klal Yisrael. Attack them from the inside. And that's what they did. And slowly but surely, Klal Yisrael succumbed. And ultimately, they served the Avodah Zarah of Baal Pa'ar. The idol, Baal Pa'ar. A plague emerged, erupted. And 24,000 people died. The fortress crumbles from within. It's a painful, horrifying story, but it forces us to ask a question. What was this idol? What was Baal Pa'ar? What was the Avodah Zarah of Baal Pa'ar? What was this belief system? What was its power? The name Pa'ar means opening, a gap. The Chachamim and the Midrashim and in the Talmud tell us something shocking. The way it was worshipped. The Avodah Zarah of Baal Pa'ar wasn't worshipped with fire, incense, sacrifice. It was worshipped through the act of defecation. Let that sink in for a moment. This wasn't a religion of aspiration. This was a religion of bizoyin, of degradation. It was the worship of the lowest, most shameful part of our physical existence. And this right here is the deepest and most terrifying principle of this parasha. Baal Pa'ar is not just an idol, an Avodah Zarah. Baal Pa'ar is worship of the void, of nothing, of emptiness, of meaningless. It's a philosophy that says there is no higher purpose, there is no neshama, there is no soul, there is no kedusha, no sanctity. There is only the guf, the body, its impulses and its waste. Nothing really matters, so why pretend it does? Throw off your dignity. Embrace the shame. Let it all go. It is the absolute polar opposite of everything the Torah stands for. The Torah says we must elevate the physical. Eating can be holy, can be kadosh. Relationships can be holy, kadosh. Time itself can be made holy, kadosh. Baal Pa'ar says, let's take the physical and drag it down to its most meaningless point, and we call that our God. Now let's be honest. We are not in the plains of Moav. There are no statues of Baal Pa'ar here. But is this worship of Baal Pa'ar, the emptiness, the void, the meaningless, truly God? What is the worship of void of Baal Pa'ar in 2025? Maybe it's the endless, mindless scroll through a social media feed that leaves you feeling more empty than when you started. Maybe it's the mockery that mocks sincerity and celebrates apathy. Maybe it's the pursuit of pleasure purely for the sake of distraction with no sense of joy or purpose behind it. Maybe it's that little voice of despair that sometimes whispers in our darkest moments, does any of this really matter anyway? This is the modern call of Pa'ar. It's the temptation to give up on our own meaning, to surrender our dignity for a moment of ease, to let our great purpose-driven lives fall into the gap, into the emptiness, into the void. This battle against the void, against the despair, is the ultimate human struggle, and perhaps no one faced it more starkly than a holy Yid, a holy Jew named Yidel, who lived through the horrors of the Holocaust, a survivor who wrote a book about his experiences, and he tells this story. He was lying on a bunk in Auschwitz, broken. He couldn't take it anymore, and in the middle of the night, he started crying out, "I want to die, I want to die, I want to die." Suddenly, he opened his eyes, and standing over him is Reb Gadol, with a big, unnerving smile on his face. Yidel asks him, "Rebbe, why are you smiling?" Reb Gadol asks gently, "Yidel, what do you want?" "I want to die," Yidel answers. Reb Gadol's smile widens. "So if you want to die, then die. Why are you making so much noise? People are trying to sleep." Yidel is stunned. "What are you talking about?" "Just die quietly," Reb Gadol says. Then he grabs hold of Yidel, his eyes full of fierce love. He says, "Tell me what you want. Tell me what you want." Yidel looks into his Rebbe's face, and something inside him breaks open. He screams, a scream that comes from the bottom of his neshama. "I want to live. I want to live." Reb Gadol held him with that cry. Yidel writes, "He drew the despair out of me. He gave me back my hope. That is why I survived the horrors of Auschwitz." Friends, we live in a world with so many challenges, so many difficulties, so many things that can bring us to despair. The modern call of Baal Pa'ar, the worship of emptiness, of void, is all around us. And in those moments, we have to be our own Reb Gadol. We have to grab ourselves and ask, "What do you really want?" And we have to scream the answer to Hashem, to the world, and to ourselves. We want to live, not just to exist, but to live a true life, a Torah life, a life of joy, a life of meaning, the life the Torah guides us towards, a life of ultimate connection to Hashem, of ultimate Torah study, of ultimate purpose. That is our answer to the void. That is how we defeat the enemy within. The story of Baal Pa'ar is a warning in the Torah. It reminds us that the battle of our neshama is rarely a dramatic clash at a mountaintop. It is a quiet daily choice. The choice between purpose and apathy, between Kedusha, holiness, and the void. Bilam's bracha could not be stopped. He saw the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael, the holiness of Klal Yisrael, the tznius, the strength, the inner strength of Klal Yisrael. And he said, "Ma toifu oyalecha Yaakov, mishkin esecha Yisrael." The question the parsha leaves us is with this: will we leave up till that bracha of Ma toifu oyalecha Yaakov? Or will we be tempted just for a moment to bow down to the emptiness, to Baal Peor? Today, let's choose to be a fortress from within. Let's choose Torah. Let's choose meaning. Let's choose purpose. Let's choose life. Let's look at our lives, our community, our traditions, and let us live up to that incredible, eternal blessing. Ma toivu ohalecha Yaakov, mishkan Yisrael. How good are your dwelling places, Klal Yisrael.